Next question is, these are all dated for today, by the way. Herman Martin, date of birth is 9/22/42. If I didn't give you a date of birth on Margaret Hato, that's 2/26/41. Forgive me. Herman Martin, 9/22/42. Mr. Martin is... Six-year-old gentleman lives in Dayton. Patients is currently on hospice with senile dementia. Period. If you're a guy since last visit, patient has become more forgetful. His appetite has been diminishing, and has had more issues with sundowner syndrome. Period. In the paragraph, he also has been seen by the folks at the VITAL Heart and Vein Institute. The records that I have reviewed indicates that patient has a left toe open infection, which has not been healing. For this reason, patient was seen by the specialist on a non-related hospice diagnosis, period. Patient has undergone the echocardiogram, which shows ejection fraction to be around 65%. Evaluation of the lower extremity, which shows markedly reduced monophasic superficial femoral flow in the superficial femoral artery. A significant occlusion also noted in the area of the right anterior tibial area, as well as the left side. There's near total occlusion around the anterior tibial, posterior tibial, and dorsalis pedis. These are thought to be causing patients chronic right toe open infection and open wound, which is which can become a source of sepsis and death for the patient. Period. As I mentioned, the records indicate that his ejection fraction was around 65 to 70%. There is a minimal regurgitation about the mitral valves, and IVC is not visualized, period. He also had a chest x-ray at the VITAL Heart and Vein, which shows dependent bibasal atelectasis. Period. New paragraph. A patient recently was started on gentamicin ointment regarding the toe infection, and which has not responded, and subsequent decision to proceed with a stent placement on 3/29/22. Period. Allergy none. Medication reviewed, which includes Atrovastatin Eliquis, which would be handled by the surgeon prior to his surgery. Vitamin E, gabapentin, and Aricept with no significant change. Surgical problem, no recent surgery. review of system worsening condition, as was mentioned above. Medical problems, DJD, end-stage Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoporosis, high cholesterol, neuropathy, non-healing left toe infection, and severe peripheral vascular disease, both left and right side. His vitals, 97.6, 95, 18, 95 over 62. Heart positive to lungs, fever, bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. The left toe has just been dressed by the nurse, so it was not open. Number one, end-stage dementia. Number two, peripheral vascular disease. Number three, atrial fibrillation. Number four, patient's anticoagulated currently. This is known to the surgeon and is going to handle that prior to his stent placement. Number five, protein calorie malnutrition. Next was total ADL dependency. Next new numbers is Mr. Herman. It's evident that Mr. Herman, the 68-year-old gentleman who's on hospice for end-stage dementia, has definitely shows worsened conditions since last visit, period. New paragraph, he's forgetful. He's lost more weight, even though it's just a few pounds, 2 to 3 pounds per wife. He's more agitated from time to time. He has sundowner syndrome. He has decreased sleep. And speaking to Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, his son, he states that sometimes his father does not recognize him or his wife, period. Furthermore, patient's dementia has worsened by agitation, by increased agitation and decreased appetite as well, period. In the paragraph, the comorbidity, comorbidities include atrial fibrillation, peripheral vascular disease, non-healing ulcer of the left great toe, which is going to be handled by the folks at VITAL, Vital Heart and Lung, Heart and Vein Clinic, period. Given patient's current issues, worsening condition, and new development of comorbidities, patient remains hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.